Hello, thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call. Joining me today are Roberto Colaninno, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Michele Colaninno, Chief of Strategy and Product, Alessandra Simonotto, Chief Financial Officer, and myself. You can access the slides supporting this call at piaggiogroup.com website. Before starting the presentation, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. Now I would like to turn the conference over to Roberto Colaninno.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am very happy to present today the results of Piaggio 21. Everybody, I believe, that read already the results, and I believe that you are more interested to try to understand what we are on the way to do regarding 22. Based on our budget, the target of 22 is quite, let's say, quite good. The challenge is very, very, very interesting. Based on the results on 22, where we have achieved all the program that we are thinking at the beginning of 22, and that we have done everything on time and on 100%. New products, technology, electrical projects of Piaggio, new factory in Indonesia, the new factory of Moto Guzzi, the big investments on marketing and on the styling and the new products. This is all what we have done on 22, and we expected that the big results will be done on 21, and we expected the results on 22. For instance, we expected that on 22, by the end of the year, we have the first results of the new factory of Indonesia, where we expected to have the same important results that we have obtained in, let's say, Southeast of Asia, from Vespa. We are done a lot of new organization in China, where the results of the last year sales Vespa was incredible good, and we expected to have more sales on 22. We expected that India at least will be able to restart with the new situation and solve all the problems coming from the virus. We expected to increase sales in all Asia countries. We expected to have a big result for sales of motorcycle in United States and in Europe. If you want, Piaggio, due to the hair organization in the factory where we are in China, where we are in Vietnam, where we are in India, where we are in Indonesia. Let's say we are out from the turmoil area of Europe, unfortunately. That is huge. Now, the first results, sales of the first period of the year is very, let's say, is very good. And we expected that the market reacted very well, also because all the world, the cost of gasoline is rise, go up in very severe, very severe number. And the people thinking to discover for the urban transportation the two vehicle products. We expected also that the people discover motorcycle, and we see that the number of Aprilia and the Moto Guzzi is quite good. All the market around the world give us the sign that the new model of Aprilia and the Guzzi is very welcome from all the market, and especially for the young people. Our marketing policy gave very unexpected good results, especially in China, especially in the United States, in Italy, and generally speaking in Europe. But one of the points that give us the more than, let's say, to hope, but more to be safe, sure that we are able to reach our target, is that the market reaction and the market response to the new model, for instance, Touareg, Moto Guzzi, and other Aprilia model, is in the first 2 months, and based on the order that we receive, is very, very good. Let's say turn around on the other problems of supplier and components. There will naturally remain some problem, but we see that now, especially from the Asian market, first positive results where our supplier begin to be in line with the timing, in line with the quantity. The transportation costs remain higher, but we are working now to find a new, let's say, package in order to save space on the container and on the tools, transportation tools. Naturally, we want to avoid to use airline for transportation of our products because the cost is too high. But we see that with a good production scheduling and with a good performance of our stock, it be possible to have a good working capital and to control better our supplier, and to agree with our supplier more definitely supply the expedition. So let's say that we have achieved on 21 some results where the market I remember the last on the last conversation we have, where I said that we try to achieve 240 for the EBITDA, and some of the analysts consider that very difficult, and we wasn't able to achieve 240.6 on EBITDA. So let's say that this, I want to say that our organization, in terms of cost control, in terms of sales develop, Yes, let's say, achieve the system to be flexible and very speed to give us the results in order to give us the possibility to have to react and to have the proper reaction action, the proper reaction when we register the difference between the reality and the budget. So how we base our future is quality of the products, customer organization in production, and the organization on all the purchasing in terms of working capital, in terms to be very, to react quickly and to react all the time where it's necessary to be in position to take the right decision on that. Even the quality is a very high target for us. Quality in terms of customer assistance, in quality in terms to be a good technical performance, and also able to be to control the cost and try to reduce the cost also to a good performance of design to cost. Electrical sites. We, as you know already, we proceed on the, let's say, transformation exercise of Piaggio from thermic company to electrical company. This, we projected to do this in the next 3 years. We have already built the laboratory and the building dedicated to electrical products. We have already hired 45 technical people totally dedicated to electrical technology. We work in some partner connection with some important supplier, very high scale on electrical problems. And I can say that up to date, we are perfectly in line, online, with the project of this big change of the company. Naturally, this is not what means that we going out from thermic. We believe that the thermic will be for many years products that the market will require, especially on the Asian market, and based on the fact also that we believe that India problems will be solved during this year, and then we can have advantages of our organization, and we will have the advantages, the results of the so huge market that become again very profitable and very interesting. So we see our future not so problematic or so negative as we can see on a lot of newspaper and a lot of reporting. We can say that the first 2 months, what we have, the customer reaction, what we have from different, let's say, market sectors, but also from the whole global market, United States, China, Southeast Asia, India, Indonesia, Europe. By the way, we don't have nothing with Russia. We have nothing with Ukraine. So we have our relation is with all the world outside, the world that today is managing so terrible situation. So we see that our future for Piaggio in one way guarantee the geographic distribution, can guarantee the different market for different products, is able to have done already, and we have developed again an extraordinary marketing policy for the young people. We have a new design, and we have a new relation with some star very close to the young population in China, in America especially, where we get already the first reaction on that. Our financial situation is not have any problem. We can look all the investments on CapEx in without any problems on the debt. We can have all these investments without to put in particularly problem the company. We have under the control the credit. We can say that today our credit position is not have any problems in terms of bad credits. We have the same situation with the supplier. We have a good position with the credit room. So we say that we have the problem to manage. We have the problem to manage in terms that is our normal job. We want to reduce cost through a productivity increasing strategy. The productivity is for us the first target that we want to improve. We consider productivity and customer care the two main strategy of all our deployment of our budget of 22.
Okay, thank you very much. I think now Alessandra will comment on the slide that we have signed on our website. Please, Alessandra.
Thank you, Raffaele. Good afternoon. We will start the call with page 3 of the presentation on the most important group financial KPI. And we have compared, as usual, the KPI not only with 2020 results, but also with 2019 results. That is the last year before the COVID-19 pandemic. As you can see, in 2021, we achieved all-time high cash generation, and all key metrics get the peak level, exceeding update target. Net sales increased by 27% from 1.3 billion euro of 2020 to 7 billion euros in 2021. EBITDA increased by 29.3% from 186 million euro in 2020 to 241 million euro in 2021, in line versus the target forecasting during the conference call of 9 months results, the best results ever. Comparing to 2019, net sales increased by 9.7% from 1.5 billion euro of 2019 to 1.7 billion euro in 2021, and the EBITDA increased by 5.6%. In terms of net debt, we performed a significant improvement respect to 424 million euro of December 2020, recovering around 43 million euro at closing December 2021 at 380 million euro, confirming the leverage started some years ago. Comparing to 2019, net debt of 430 million euro, we improved 49 million euro. Going to page 4, we have tried to underline the result of the group in the next 9 years to underline the strong growth of the profitability, achieving in 2021 a leverage of 1.6. On page 5, you can appreciate, and we have been able to do this result on leverage, thanking to our brands. And at page 5, you can appreciate the good performance of all our brands, both for scooters and motorcycles, with a growth up to more than 60%. On the following 3 pages, we have tried to resume what happened to our brands in 2021. Beginning from page 6 with Moto Guzzi, we celebrated the 100 years of the brand, achieving the highest result ever thanks to the success of the new models launched in the last 2 years. During the celebration, we have unveiled the new project WU100 Mandello, and we have also presented the futuristic project for the new factory and museum in Mandello, designed to road the next 100 years of Moto Guzzi. Moving to page 7, talking about Aprilia brand, we would like to highlight the outstanding result of the new range of bikes 660, RS, Tuono and New Touareg, that has Aprilia getting the highest revenue today and opening 2022 with strong order book. About Aprilia Racing, as you know, in 2021 we get back with a new Aprilia Racing factoring team, and the new factoring team will begin the races in the next weekend, as you all know. On page 8, Vespa has celebrated in 2021 its first 75 years with special edition and some new collaboration, just like Vespa Dior, the collaboration with Sean Waterspoon, and opening a new kind of partnership with Pixar for Luca. And we all are waiting the results of the night of the Oscar on 27th of March. All this collaboration has contributed to the evaluation of Vespa brand made for the first time by Interbrand. On the next 3 pages, 9, 10, and 11, you can have a look at what we have done about sustainability point of view with Vespa, Gita, Gitanini, and the new Piaggio 1 launched in the 2021, but in the fourth quarter has sold more than 6,000 units. While going to page 12, you can have a look about the new launches in 2022, like WU100 Mandello, Tuono 660 Factory, RSGT, and the new collaboration with Justin Bieber for Vespa, and the Chinese design Feng Cheng Wang for Piaggio 1. And now, going to page 13, we have summarized our industry ski demand trend for 2021. About EMEA and Americas, demand on the rise across all product segments and all countries, with an overall plus 4% in EMEA and plus 8.7% in US versus 2020, confirming a multi-year growth trajectory underpinned by the combination of replacement cycles, aversion toward public transport, and macro recovery. Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and U.S. and in double digits above the pre-pandemic level. About Asia-Pacific, despite the uneven trend across the year, overall demand ended well above 2020. Asian flight demand regained strength in Q4 once lockdown measures had been lifted, ending at plus 15.6% versus previous year, shedding a positive light for 2022. China confirmed the growth and the 2021 well above both 2020 and 2019 levels, with an increase of 11.8% versus 2020. India. Demand ended in line with previous year, but significantly below pre-pandemic level, both in two-wheels and light commercial vehicles, due to the effect of COVID-19 second wave. Moving to page 14, we can have a detailed analysis of volumes and net sales by business. Volumes and net sales grew at the fastest rate today in all segments, making excepting India light commercial vehicles, boosted by significant positive mix price effects. Two-wheels EMEA and Americas continue to grow, thanks pushed by positive market dynamics and mixed price effects. Two-wheelers are the Pacific. Volume and revenues rallied to a fresh new record high, benefiting from strong brand equity and country diversification. Two-wheelers India spiked to all-time high revenues, outstripping market trends with both Aprilia and Vespa brands. CV EMEA and Americas, highest revenues since 2009, mainly on the back of the successful launch of the new Porter MP6. CV India underperformed, mainly reflecting weak of the domestic market depth. Going to page 15, we can have a look at the breakdown of volumes and net sales by product. As mentioned before, motorbikes have been the brightest spot with revenues skyrocketing by 70%, propelled by the success of the new product launches, Aprilia RS Entuono 660 and Moto Guzzi V7. Scooters performed extremely well too, benefiting from the combined strong growth in all geographic areas. In this context, I would like to highlight the very strong performance of Vespa and the new Beverly. Light commercial vehicles revenue grew underpinned by the strong performance of the new Porter MP6, more than offsetting Indian negative performance. Moving to page 16, you can have a look at the EBITDA bridge. In Q4, we achieved all targets provided in Q3 conference call. We successfully managed the supply chain challenges, mitigating inefficiencies and normalizing the use of air freight. Additionally, most of the Q3 of negative effects arising from recall campaign have been restored. Those elements, together with strong revenue growth and better mix, drove the EBITDA uplift to €48 million, the best Q4 result on the record. On a full-year basis, the EBITDA grew, reaching an all-time high in absolute terms. The key driver has been the strong revenues growth, more than offsetting the hefty dilutive effect stemming supply chain disruption and from higher raw material costs. The delta in cash OPEX that you see in the chart is just a reflection of the unusual low level of last year when we halted the activities due to the first spread of COVID-19. Conversely, and more importantly, cash OPEX has been lower than 2019, and the ratio of cash OPEX on revenues in 2021 has been lower both versus 2020 and 2019, a remarkable result, in my opinion, which testifies the group's ability to keep a strong grip on costs. On page 17, we see the remaining P&L figures that we have not shared with you enough. The most important is net profit. Net profit surged by 92% to €60 million, despite higher D&A, reflecting recent years' capex, whilst benefiting from lower financial expenses stemming from lower average indebtedness and 1.7 percentage points of lower tax rate. Moving to page 18, you can have an in-depth analysis of cash flow, net debt, and liquidity. This is the most significant slide since it testifies our ability to reduce debt whilst returning value to shareholders through dividends. As we say before, we saw before, net debt went down by 4 43 million euro versus December 2020 and 49 million euro versus December 2019, thus pushing leverage down to 1.6, which testifies that we are fully on track with our long-term goal to keep leverage under control. These outstanding results stemmed from strong operating cash flow, which grew versus last year, primarily on the back of higher EBITDA. Working capital, which generating cash by 49 million euro, thus topping an all-time high, mainly driven by the containment of receivables, which weight on sales went down by 4% versus 4.9% in 2020 and 4.7% in 2019, and higher contribution of payables more than offsetting the spike in inventories. As expected, capital expenditure was significantly higher than last year, plus 14 million euro, driven by Hefner's focus on new product launches. This trend is consistent with our multi-year approach discussed in previous conference calls. Change in equity was higher than last year, mainly reflecting higher dividend paid for 39.6 million euro versus 32.9 in 2020. Lastly, as you can see in the slide, we have recently secured additional financing for 115 million euro, thus strengthening our maturity profile and leading the weighted average debt maturity to 2.7 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Alessandra. We are ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bosio with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Sorry, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. I have a few ones. The first is on the EBITDA outlook. I know that you do not give guidance, but the consensus is pointing to something in the round 275. I was wondering if you feel comfortable with this level, as you should be able to offset fully the raw material prices increases and the energy costs through price mix. Just a confirmation on this. The second question is on APAC. May we project a still double-digit growth for APAC area for 2022? The third one is on electrification. Are you planning to launch a new electric vehicle in 2022? And the very last, I'm sorry, is a housekeeping question. Can we keep the same tax rate for 2022? Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. From the last one and on the first one, tax rate, we reached in 2021 a lower tax rate than the one we have shared with you in the other conference call, because we choose to utilize what the just a moment, I don't remember one thing. Okay. The decree 104 of 2020 for the agency's fund. And this help us to get this lower tax rate than the 38% that we normally use. As of now, we don't see other peak in our tax rate, so I believe that we will work also for 2022 in this range. 38, and if we will find something new and some other opportunities, we will work for getting that in our figures.
Thank you.
Then, because in 2022, we don't, if I remember well, we don't have new launch in 2022 of new electric vehicles. We will work on our range of products also in 2022, but there are no new, not something new this year.
Regarding the Asia expectations, well, as I say before, we are very positive to the Asian market. We see that the performance of 21 was quite good from the southeast of Asia and China and Thailand. Now, we confirm the same positive trend for this country, but we believe, based on the, to be confident that we are able to start with a new plant in Indonesia, to begin to sell in Indonesia by October, November, December. We expected a big result because through our check for that market, we know that the Vespa is very, very welcome. Based on the fact that Indonesia has about 300 million people, we expected to have in Indonesia the same results from the market point of view that we get on Vietnam. Naturally, this is based on our forecast to be of the date of the production start, and if we are a little bit delayed, we have to postpone the production starting. But anyway, we are very, very confident that the Indonesian market should be a very nice surprise for the Piaggio Group.
Thank you very much. And what about your confidence on the current consensus? Do you expect that your price mix will continue to offset all the raw material prices increases plus the energy cost? Thank you.
I don't want to go into the details because it's a very technical issue and it's a little bit complicated to explain this on the phone. But we have introduced on 21 a technical software production program in order to keep under control the quantity or the number of components that we use for each process. And we want to achieve the target to reduce the quantity of the raw material and not to change inequality, naturally, and reduce scrap through a better design of material that we use for each specific process. The result that we obtained on 21 is very good, let's say this, even is not definitely. We expected to improve the system on 22, and thank you to this system, we hope to be able to keep under control the material cost. increasing. But fortunately, we're beginning to see, especially from the Asian supplier, that the price is not going up on the same way than, for instance, January last year. They are beginning to be a little bit soft. Now, I cannot predict what will be the reaction of the war on their raw material, generally speaking, because this is impossible to predict. But we hope that through productivity system, organization, and especially to keep under control the quantity of the products, be able to counterbalance the price increase.
Thank you very much. Very useful. Thank you.
The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking my question. First one is on your CapEx target. So you mentioned earlier in 2021 something around 450 million over between 2021 and 2023. This year was 155 million with quite a big push on new product launches and everything. Since next year, you see already the end, the delivery of the Indonesian factory and no new product launch. Can we expect something less in terms of CapEx in 2022 and 2023 compared to 2021? That's my first question. Then second question is on your gross margin for the quarter. Can you confirm that this figure was positively impacted by the 4 million of supplier one-off costs that we saw in the third quarter that were reversed? And if so, can you give us just a bit more detail on how the different moving parts, so the greater share of motorbikes compared to scooters in this quarter impacted your gross margin? Thank you very much.
Raffaele speaking. So we can confirm around 450 million euros of CapEx in 3 years, as we said before. This is the first answer. Then there is a question concerning the gross margin and the fact that we have reverted some one-off effect. I don't know if Alessandra what can do. So
yes, so we about the negative effect of Q3. We have recovered. If you remember, we disclosed that we have had in the third quarter a negative effect of 4.5 million euro for a record campaign, and in the fourth quarter we have recovered 3 million euro.
Okay, thank you. And just a quick follow-up, if I may, I didn't quite understand your answer to Monica's question about the low tax rate in the fourth quarter of this year. Can you just come back on that and explain us how come this tax rate was so low in the fourth quarter and what we can expect for next year? Sorry.
The closure of any quarter is based from a tax rate point of view of what the IFRS 34 ask it to all the companies. So normally, if you don't know some different things, you have to use the tax rate that you normally use for the budget and multi-year plan. So as I said in the other conference call, the 38% of tax rate was the one that we have used for the budget of 2021. At the ending of the year, when you are preparing also all the fiscal declaration, you are in you have in your hands all what is happened during the year, and you can consider everything. So as I already say, we have used in fiscal declaration 2021 what the decree 104 of 2020 allowed for the Italian company for a realignment between the value of the civil and the fiscal value of some assets. We have used it just like many other companies in Italy, and this brings us this 1.7 less in the tax rate.
Thank you.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one regards the Indian market. You said that you expect it to improve. So I was wondering if you saw any improvement in registrations in sell-in in the first 2 months of the year, and if you can give us an idea of this recovery. I saw that in Q4 your sales were down heavily, still heavily, and I'm wondering if there is any kind of structural problem, because the COVID-19 issue is no more there, I guess. So any color, any number on expectations on India for both three and two wheelers would be very welcomed.
As you know, India is a big country. It has got 1.5 billion people. You are crossing terrible timing due to the virus problem, pandemic problems. The pandemic problems today seems to be on the way to be solved. I want to underline seems to be, because it's quite difficult to get exact situation from the whole country of India. But we know, for instance, that the school that until yesterday was closed, now is open. The bank have to begin to work with the market. All the dealer shop now is on the way to be reopened. Countryside beginning to buy three-wheeler, especially for work. This is a good sign that we note, we take in our experience in the last 2 months. Frankly speaking, for me, but also for the people that work in India, it's too early to say that the India problem is over. Naturally, we are against the monsoonic time. And this can help a lot for all agriculture problems. If the monsoonic time is positive, this can help a lot the general situation of India. But naturally, all depends from the situation of the virus. We can say from positive point of view that India is not involved in any war around the area. They have no problem with Pakistan, and they have no problem with the other country. They have the problem of the pandemic situation, and they have the problem of the finance market that need to finance all the buying program of the people. Never forget that people, a lot of people outside to agriculture area, working on transportation. Transportation of people and transportation of goods. The majority of this transportation is done by three-wheeler. And this is the first that give us the positive sign regarding to go against a positive time. We need to await another 1-2 months time before to say definitely if the India problem is over or not. Naturally, worse than this cannot go on. So even the small positive sign is positive. And because the big number is very positive. So keep the finger crossed, wait 1 month, and then we look how we go all the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Colanino. If I may, just a couple of questions, follow on. On the free cash flow, where do you see the net financial position heading this year, and what could be the role of working capital? The working capital released 40-50 million this last year, so I was wondering if it can give a hand even in 2022.
Raffaele speaking. So what we can say is that we keep on working in order to reduce leverage. So this is the best answer to your question. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Two questions from my side. The first one is on the price mix in Western countries. After the very strong 2021, what we should expect for 2022, even in terms of mix between scooter and motorbikes in Europe? And the second one is just a quick comment on the current level of dealer stock in Europe. Thank you.
So you can expect a positive price mix also in 2022, okay?
Okay.
That was the only question, right?
No, the other one was on the current level of dealer stock in Europe.
Okay.
Just to have an idea.
Yeah, the dealer stock is at the same level of the end of 2019, but the ratio of dealer stock compared to total sales or total demand is clearly lower. So you're still down compared to 2019 if you consider this ratio. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
There is no question at the moment.
Okay, I think that then my last answer draws the call to an end. Thank you very much for attending this meeting. As usual, if you need to have a further clarification, you can call me later. Okay, thank you. Bye.